Anything that is written or spoken should always point you to Jesus, not to the speaker or the writer. And once I get started on the subject of God, I'm done for. The truth is that for me, he is everything I prize, my treasure, everything I hold most dear and precious. His life's summum bonum, that's Latin, for the highest and chief good. He has been that to me since the day we met in 1984, me at my wit's end and him just waiting for me to come to the end of myself so he could step in and rescue me. Psalm 40, verses 2 and 3 say it. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock and established my steps. He's put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. My life's been transformed by him. In him I live and move and have my being, Acts 17:28. I'd never really loved anyone before we met. He totally captivated my heart. I fell head over heels in love and he ruined me for anything else. So when I get on my favourite subject, I dive deep into him and I can't stop talking about him, as the old song says. I ask, what else is there of eternal consequence other than knowing him as he really, really is? A knowledge of the holy. Jeremiah 9:23-24 in the NIV says this. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches, but let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. This short-stay car park that's our life here is but a preparation for eternity with the one who loves us with all his heart, soul, mind and strength, the way he asks us to love him. He never asks anything of us except he gives it to us first. So he gives us his love to love him with. 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. I find it incredible that the creator of the universe should set his love upon us. Have you ever taken time out to think about that? The one who put the very universe together, who put you together and holds everything together by the word of his power, looks down and sets his love on fallen man. Awesome. Breathtaking. If we're to be of any significance in this time, we must stop our rush and hurry and take time to contemplate and develop a knowledge of the holy, a knowledge of the eternal. If you hadn't discovered it already, nothing in the spirit comes on top of rush and hurry. God is not caught up in our busyness. There are really no casual friends in the kingdom. And God isn't under pressure. He's not biting his nails there, wondering how to put right the next mess the world gets itself into. He lives in a relaxed atmosphere of love, joy and peace. Wouldn't you appreciate some of that? It's his desire for you. But there's no shortcuts, beloved. You're going to have to carve out some quality time and spend it with him until he is satisfied that you are beginning to know and experience him in his fullness. Government health warning, though, it's addictive. The more time you spend with him, the more you want. He puts a hunger in your heart, a hunger and thirst, just like it said in the Beatitudes, for righteousness. Come on, how about it, beloved? How about it? You only get one shot at this. Why not make it count for eternity?